Hawaiian Soul. You may be familiar with this haunting song by John Osorio and Randy Borden. It was about Molokai activist George Helm. And now there's a film about George Helm. HPR's Kuva Hirishi joins us to talk about it.
Good morning, Catherine. We did see Hawaiian Soul. It's a short film that debuted at the Hawaii International Film Festival. And it tells the story, as you said, of prominent Molokai activist George Helm. But it sort of explores another side of him. So it's not so much George Helm, the activist, as the musician and how the music really intertwined with his path to activism. And he used that throughout the last several years of his life. But so this film, as we know, Helm was a trained musician. When he was a student up at St. Louis High School here on Oahu, he trained under John and Kahuanu Lake. And so actual recordings of Helm's music appear in this film. And it's really haunting to listen to. I wanted to play this clip of George singing Pauokalani, written by Queen Liliʻuokalani. Let's take a listen. Native Hawaiian filmmaker Aina Paikai calls this Helm's superpower. Paikai was the writer and director on the film, but this ability to sort of captivate his audience with his music, and then right after kind of getting them all to pay attention, saying, okay, here's my mission, this is my agenda. For those who might not be as familiar with Helm's activism, he was the founder of the Hui Ala Loa, a group on Molokai who was looking to protect the natural resources and cultural resources. And then that sort of intertwined with the Protect Kaho'olawe movement and the Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana, of which he was a well-known member. And everyone has heard the story of Kimo Mitchell and George Helm mysteriously vanishing at sea while on a trip to stop the U.S. military bombing of Kaho'olawe. So all of this, I guess all of this energy and history is packed into this short film, but the ability to hear George Helm sing was something that I think captivated a lot of audiences. And it's a big reason why Paikai wanted to focus on the music more so than anything else. So there's this scene that I'm going to play here from the film where George Helm, who's being played by taro farmer Kolea Fukumitsu, Kyoki Fukumitsu's son, where George Helm manages to captivate this audience of kupuna in this church who were sort of just like, who are you guys, hippies? What are you guys doing here? Why are you guys interrupting church? And he goes and gets his guitar, plays the song we just heard, Pauokalani, and then moves into the backstory behind the song and sort of tries to get, win over, really, the kupuna at this church. Here's the scene.
Some of you may know that song has an interesting origin. It was written in a prison. And that prison was at Iolani Palace. It was written by the late Queen Liliʻuokalani. She had written it for a place in Waikiki. At one time, it was a beautiful garden filled with her favorite flowers. She longs for them, to smell their scent, to feel a gentle breeze once again. This once beautiful garden is now the location of the Holiday Inn Hotel. That's why we're here.
It was a powerful scene to watch myself. And Paikai had mentioned that when they actually shot that scene in this church with Kupuna, who were actually George Helm's age, who may have known him, one was his classmate. And so everyone was very present, and the crew actually decided to play his music on the spot to get those reaction shots from everyone in the church, including crew. And Paikai says it was nothing but tears on that first take. And then the crew had to do it again because they wanted to get the right shot. So, but this, you know, this idea of sort of reliving some of these moments, some were adaptations from stories that Paikai had heard from family. You know, I think that particular scene was in a newspaper article, but also something that they had spoken to a Molokai activist, Uncle Walter Reedy, about. And so taking folks back to these places and these times where you see this activist really use his music to get his message across was something that really resonated with Paikai himself, a Native Hawaiian filmmaker, but also with the amount of Aloha Aina movements going on right now in the community. It's a very timely sort of revival, perhaps, of George Helm's story. For Paikai, at least, and his fellow Native Hawaiian filmmaker and producer on this film, Kaliko Mai'i, both UH Manoa Academy of Creative Media Arts graduates, both had been wanting to do this project for upwards of 7 years. And so, you know, writing the script, I think the pandemic had a nice sort of chilling effect to have them sit down and go through some of the material that they had shot, but really take some time to think about what he wanted to do with this film. The biggest challenge for them, of course, was getting the families okay. Because of everything that has gone on in the past, this wasn't the first proposal from a filmmaker to do a film about George Helm, but Paikai really credits his connection to members of the family, but also the community, and his ability to keep the community at the center of the filmmaking process. So a good example that he had shared was in the casting. They initially had a casting director, and you do sort of what every other Hollywood film would do. You get your, you know, the guys who are registered actors, trained actors, pick from that lot. If they kind of look like him, all right. If they can kind of sing, all right. But that process actually didn't work out in the beginning. And what they ended up doing was going through friends of friends and colleagues to find the right fit. And if anybody watches this movie, Kolea Fukumitsu, I'd spoken to him yesterday, looks just such a striking resemblance to George Helm. Those eyebrows and those big, big eyes. But in that process of making sure that whoever's cast in the film is very reflective of George Helm's ohana, his traditions, his message, was at the center of that. And Paikai later found out that Fukumitsu is an 8th generation taro farmer. And so having that aspect of Aloha Aina was just very true to what he wanted to do. But another interesting thing that Paikai was able to do was really what happened behind the camera in terms of having a lot of Hawaiians and Native Hawaiians employed on the crew, but also on the set.
One thing that I was really proud of was our production process, you know, not just the casting, but the crew. In total, I feel like it was like over 90% Hawaiians on our team, and so we were really able to again work within our community and not have to really wait for Hollywood to come in or give us a chance to be a part of this industry. One of the beautiful things about this day and age is that we're able to create for ourselves, and we have a lot of talented people and a lot of amazing stories waiting to be told. And
Yeah. So this film is going to show at the virtual Maui Film Festival beginning Friday. And I think that goes for about a month, and you can check that up online. But check out the film. I think it's a very interesting take on history.
All right. So nice to hear this. Yesterday we had The film Waikiki.
Yes.
Lots of good stuff out there. Thank you so much, Kuvehi.
Thanks.
That was H. Fair's Kuvehi Hiraishi. You can read her stories online at hawaiipublicradio.org.